Northern Minnesota has many wonderful attractions, but perhaps the most well-known, at least among birding circles, is the Sac Zim Bog, especially in winter and most especially in February. This has been a rather lackluster year with no eruptions, but it was still an easy matter for Russ and me to see four different owl species on a half-day trip to the bog this weekend. We, of course, can see owls every month of the year, but they're most conspicuous in February, the month providing some of the coldest weather Minnesota can offer. As more and more birds grow food-stressed, owls that usually stay well hidden in the forest start hunting more out in the open. The hardest to find, the boreal owl, is especially more likely to be seen in February than any other month. Traveling to a birding destination for just a few days in hopes of specific birds is always a crapshoot. For some birders, the fun is trying to see all their birds on their own. Others prefer to augment their chances by hiring a birding guide. And in a remote area like the bog in winter, where cell phone service can be spotty, some of the good birding is many miles from the nearest town or gas station, and ice and snow can make roads treacherous, a good guide can provide serious peace of mind. For those who feel comfortable driving around on their own up here, there are a few ways you can increase your chances of finding your target birds. Check out the Friends of the Sac Zim Bog website. That's at saczim.org. You can get information about birding in the bog and logistical help, including a current map with the best spots marked. If you go to the bog on your own, make sure to stop at the Friends of the Sac Zim Bog Welcome Center. Volunteers keeping track of sightings can tell you what birds have been seen and where. I knew exactly where to look to find the barred northern hawk and snowy owls last Sunday, thanks to the people at the Welcome Center. They also told me within a half mile where to look for the great gray owl. Sure enough, there it was. The most important thing to do in order to be safe and see birds is to pay attention while you're driving. Roosting owls can be tucked in trees, very hard to see if someone in the car isn't scanning. But also scan the road ahead. What may look like clumps of dirty snow may actually be interesting birds or mammals. Sunday we'd have missed or gotten poorer looks at a ruffed grouse and white-winged crossbills if we didn't immediately slow down when we saw clumps ahead. I've heard from too many heartbroken birders who killed a great gray owl that flew in from the side without them noticing until it was too late. Always go slow enough to take everything in while also keeping an eye on your rearview mirror so you can pull off if someone comes up behind. However, when you do pull over, be careful. The graders used to clear country roads up here often smooth the snow well beyond the road itself. What looks like a nice wide shoulder may actually be a deep ditch. It's a lot to deal with, which is why a lot of people prefer to pay a professional guide so they won't have to drive at all. The single most important thing to look for, besides actual birds, is birders. It's shockingly easy, even for experienced owlers, to miss an owl tucked in the forest. When one birder spots one, that helps lots of others to see it too. So if you spot people looking at something, check it out. If the people are staying in their cars, you should too. And never pull past them before you know what's happening. It's the height of rudeness for a birder to pull up between birders and the bird they're looking at to ask what they're seeing. You can always pull behind and then walk toward the people, keeping the cars between you and whichever side the bird is on to find out what's happening. If people are photographing, some might be recording a video, so be quiet and alert until you're sure it's okay to talk. Birding the Saxenbog is one of my favorite things about winter. I always have a good time. There are few guarantees in the world of birds, but if you keep an open mind and an open heart, a February day in the Saxenbog may be frozen, but like ice cream, it's guaranteed to be sweet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.